Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Put this into words, today's loss.
This one definitely stinks. We played a really good team. Got your hats off to the Jets. Defense played great. O-line battled their tails off. Tommy came and did a great job. We came up short.
Can you believe you lost this game so far? I mean, Kayvon makes that sack, it's 24 seconds left, lining up the field goal. Can you believe so many things that have happened for you to lose this game? Can you believe you lost it?
I guess I can, because we lost. In that moment, you know, everything's going your way, and you feel like the games, we can finish the game. We just got to do a better job of finding a way to win that game. There's so many players out there that we want to have back, and especially myself, and you know, start by going and watching film and see what I could do better and what we could do better.
Were you surprised at the field goal at the end of 4th and 1? Were you hoping to maybe get the ball there in that situation?
It's 4th and 1. I mean, I could sit here and be like, oh, I want the ball in that situation, but we got nothing but trust in Graham, and we're going to continue to have trust in Graham. And to be honest, I could have got the first down in the play before. Got to drop my feet a little bit more. Or some other play, I could have found a way to get a first down. You know, you could sit here and pick and choose, oh, the 4th and 1, that decision, or what should we have done there or not. And you can make that the play, but there's so many plays that go through our game that, you know, helps with the decision of how the game turns out. And just got to be better, all of us.
What was it like when Tommy went in there, that transition?
I think he did great. He was cool, calm, collected. A tough defense to go against for your first time. He was able to get in the end zone. He's a local kid. Probably felt great for him. And, you know, just at this point, we couldn't get a win from him. Came close, but didn't get it done.
You knew, you were told at halftime, you know, the ball's basically going through you here. You knew it would be difficult, right? You know, I mean, they're going to stack it. You're going to get the ball and get the ball and get the ball. I mean, what kind of a challenge was that? You know, knowing you're going to be 36 carries, a lot of carries.
It's football. Really, that's really my answer. It's football. It wasn't.
It's an unusual game. You know what I mean? Not throwing the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you would think it would be a little different, but we were in a situation where that's what we were going to do. I was made aware of it. I was all for it, and came up short.
Saquon, what's your message to your teammates after a game like this?
They know what it is already. We'll definitely talk about that this week. But we're still in a fight. Everything we want out there is still there. So we've got to watch film, get better, and improve.
Saquon, you get on the losing end of games that are emotional at the end. How does this one compare, considering everything that was kind of at stake for you guys?
It stings. But a loss is a loss, no matter how it goes down, still lost. And you still got to be professional about it, and you still got to come to work tomorrow and get ready for next week. And that's National Football League.
How important is it for this team to get back Daniel sooner rather than later? Obviously, he's your starting quarterback.
DJ's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's our starting quarterback. He's our leader. I don't want to speak for him, but whenever he's able to get back out there, definitely going to be helpful, and we're going to do what we can to help him make his job easier.
What's his presence in a game like today? You see him on the sidelines?
I've been in that position. It's hard to lead, you know, and in a sweatshirt and a hoodie and shorts. But he did a great job. I think he did a really good job, especially when Tyrod went down and, you know, keeping Tommy cool and being in his ear and talk to him and helping him out, giving him advice. And, you know, that's what we expect from DJ. He's a heck of a guy, heck of a quarterback, heck of a leader. And you know, whenever we ever get him back, we know he's going to be ready to roll.
Do you hate not going for it on fourth and one, given who you are and knowing what you can do?
Yeah, like I said, I can sit here and we can talk about that decision all day. And, you know, we have Graham Gano, one of the greatest kickers of all time, to be honest. That's life. Sometimes don't go your way. But we're going to continue to have faith in him. We have faith in him coming into that moment. We're going to continue to have faith in him after that moment. So that's football. That's life. It didn't go our way in that situation. But as a competitor, yeah, you want the ball, but I'm not going to harp in that situation. I got to find a way to get the first down before that.
Does it surprise you at all from Brian's standpoint? Because he's shown to be an aggressive coach before. Obviously, your defense playing great. There's a lot of factors to go into it. But does it surprise you at all that maybe even first, especially the first one early in the game?
No. I mean, he's going to do whatever he can to put our team in the best situation. And we're going to rock with him with any decision that he makes. What will you guys do? Our defense playing lights out. We have a really good kicker. I rock with his call. Yeah. He made a decision.
Is there ever an opportunity where you see, coach being conservative on multiple fourth and shorts and you go back into the break and, you know, kind of talk that over as far as, okay, you know, we're a 2-5 team, you know, or is there like a conference around those situations if you ever were to get in again as the game evolves as far as player and coach?
No, I mean, we have those conversations in leadership council with the captains and coaches. We go through situations and sometimes we vote what we would do in a situation and what we wouldn't do. We have all faith and confidence in Dave and his decision. He's going to do whatever he can to put the team in the best situation to win a football game. And that's the call he made. And if, you know, we execute as players, we won't be talking about that call. But that happens. Football didn't happen. We can't be there and put our head down. You know, we got to find a way to make a stop. Or when we get the ball on offense, we can't come out and get negative plays and put ourselves in bad situations. And that's how NFL works. You got to have each other back. And we didn't do that, especially on the offensive side of the ball with the way the defense played today.
Saquon, is there any feeling in here that this room could look a little different on Wednesday based on this result and where the season is?
Nah, I mean, if anyone is, they need to grow up. It's the NFL. You can't control that. It's business. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Obviously, we want everyone that's here to continue to be here. You know, everything we still want is out there. We're still in the fight. We're going to get healthier. We're going to get some of our guys back. And we got to make a run at this thing.
What do you make of 2-6 at basically the midway point of the season after, you know, you were a playoff team last year and coming off of now a disappointing loss?
Yeah, not ideal. Not where we want to be. Could it easily be 3-5 or whatever the math is, 4-5, losing two close games to Buffalo and to the Jets. But can't sit here, can't pout. Like I said, everything is still there. We're still in the fight. We can still go out there and give us a chance to compete in the playoffs and compete for a championship. That's every team goal in the start of the season is also there. So I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to keep believing. I'll keep trusting the coaches, keep trusting the system, keep trusting my teammates and lead and try to get the stand back on the right track.
There was a portion of that game where in the press box it looked like you were just going to take it over. You were really dominant for a period. Is it harder to lose a game like this where you gave what you did on the field that way?
No, I don't really look at it that way. A loss is a loss. This one stings a little bit more, obviously, because how close it was and almost coming away with it and against the Jets, to be honest. But a loss is a loss. Got to go back, see what we could do better as a team, see what I could do better as a player, and get ready for Vegas.
Rhythm-wise, am I onto something there, though, the way that you perform on the field?
Yeah, I mean, as a back, when you start getting downhill and you start making guys miss and start falling forward, you definitely get a rhythm. You can get that juice inside you. It's kind of like anything in life. But, yes, hats off to the offensive line. Hats off to Tommy. Everyone in the stadium knew we were going to run the ball. and that's tough to do, especially in this level, in this league. And they did a great job of making me look good.
With your dad as a Jets fan, did he send you a text already?
No, I haven't talked to him. Hopefully, you know, my dad's a good dad. I think he knows just wants things a little bit, so he'll probably be picking me up and giving me some words of encouragement.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.